Now, when we think of games, there's all kinds of things. Maybe you're ticked off, or maybe you're looking forward to a new game. You've been up too late playing a game. All these things happen to me. But when we think about games, a lot of times we think about stuff like this. First-person shooters are the big, what we would call AAA games. Or maybe you're a Facebook game player. This is one my partner and I worked on. Maybe you play Facebook games, and that's what we're making right now. It's a lighter form of game. Maybe you think about the tragically boring board games that hold us hostage in Thanksgiving situations. This would be one of those tragically boring board games that you can figure out. Or maybe you're in your living room, you know, playing with the Wii, with the kids, or something like that. And, you know, there's this whole range of games, and that's very much what I think about. I make my living from games. I've been lucky enough to do this since I was 15, which also qualifies as I've never really had a real job. But we think about games as fun, and that's completely reasonable. But let's just think about this. So this one here, this is the 1980 Olympics. I don't know where you guys were, but I was in my living room. It was practically a religious event. And this is when the Americans beat the Russians. And this was, yes, it was technically a game. Hockey is a game. But really, was this a game? I mean, people cried. I've never seen my mother cry like that at the end of Monopoly. And so this was just an amazing experience. Or, you know, if anybody here is from Boston, so when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series after, I believe, 351 years, when they won the World Series, it was amazing.